Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. And today on the 5 Fast Minutes Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, we're excited to have on Dr. Ruxana Chaudhary, who is a board member and director of mental health programming at the American Muslim Health Professionals. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Of course.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. And Ramadan Mubarak to you and your family.
Thank you. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone that's listening and watching.
So for those who are unfamiliar with AMHP, if you had 2 minutes to share more on the programs and services, what would you like to say?
So I would share about AMP the most important thing, which is that we are a group of people who work in our own fields of mental health and health, but come together to improve the lives and wellness of all Americans. You know, we truly believe that helping American Muslims means we're helping our society overall to feel as though they have resources and the ability to really help each other in terms of their health, in terms of their mental health, and lift up their communities and whoever lives alongside them. So that's what's really important about what we do. We do everything from advocacy all the way to actual, you know, intervention and helping that along and working in healthcare directly. But ultimately, what binds us is our ability to think of American Muslims as a segment and a part of this huge population in the United States that can have direct impact on others, starting from within our own community. And so that's how I would describe us, the organization and our mission.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I've been able to follow the work of AMP as well and saw that you guys led the National Task Force on COVID-19 for Muslims and then also had a very successful webinar with Dr. Fauci. So really exciting to see AMP play a significant role in helping the conversation around COVID-19 within the Muslim community as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really feel like with COVID, the experience has been so much beyond American Muslims, but we ourselves have felt the impact in so many ways. And we know that if we kind of use the lessons we've learned through the pandemic in health and mental health care, ultimately some of this can be used in the long run. And part of that is doing whatever we can to keep people healthy and hopefully live their lives in the way they want to live, inshallah, in the future again. And so we took a real center role with the COVID coalition because we felt like, you know, being a public health organization means we have an interest in so many areas and we can really lend expertise, but we can also bring people together, which is a big part of what we do at AMP.
Definitely. And I'm sure a lot of it takes, you know, tremendous resources, time, talent, treasure. So for those who have given to AMP to support the mission, if you had a minute to share more and thank them, what would you like to say?
I would like to say thank you for believing in us. You know, AMP started as a grassroots organization. We are a grassroots organization still. And just being recognized by larger groups or even, you know, government agencies wanting to understand what we do and bring us into the conversation, that doesn't take away with how we do our work, which is we're a volunteer board. And that means we see patients during the day. You know, we are in our hospital, uniforms and even in our offices seeing patients. And ultimately we're in communities doing a lot of healthcare work. But the other part of it is AMP for us, where we know that there's a direct connection to bringing that experience we have during the day into a board that really works for improving so many people's lives from, you know, advocacy to all the other places that I mentioned. But that doesn't happen without people who really believe in a grassroots organization doing that and being able to say, you know, they're taking step, you know, one step to another step into communities and improving mental health, but actually, you know, directly helping people become literate, helping people understand public health issues in a way they have not before. And just recognizing that's the kind of work we do. I think that's what is so awesome, really, to have people who know we didn't start really that big. And, you know, we're still kind of not that big, but people pushing us to keep going. That's the most morale boosting thing we could have, you know, and to keep
sure.
that balance of our work and expertise, but also trying to make sure we're in the community and recognizing that. So I'd like to say thanks for that to all the donors and people who have fundraised for us.
Definitely. In a sentence or a few words, how would you describe the partnership with American Muslim Community Foundation?
Well, I think this is a really exciting partnership because it allows us to see what other opportunities we can have to grow our mission, bring in other partner organizations, and how we do that is usually being partnered with someone like AMCF, because we're actually, you know, learning from you guys in a way. And that is critical for a grassroots organization like AMP. You know, we need that kind of understanding and learning to come so that we can, you know, branch out, partner with the other faith-based organizations as much as we can and larger than that. So that the mission of health and faith coming together becomes really clear, because it's been that way for so many years in our history. And we want that to become a larger understanding. How do we do that? I think is by having a partnership like this and having other people kind of see what we do and believing in it, like who we've already had, you know, pushing us, you know, from behind and just making sure we get to where we want to be.
Definitely. And, you know, with the work that AMHP does, I'm sure there's a lot of different organizations that partner with you guys, but even if you personally want to share just some organizations that you give your zakat or sadaqah to, what would a few organizations be?
So, I mean, in terms of individual and other places that I think AMP really feels we must connect to and make sure that we do that part of our, you know, faith and live that out. I think for us, you know, at a personal level, what I've done is make sure that I'm donating and sort of bringing in funds to funeral homes and people who are really suffering during the pandemic, and, you know, and just being able to have an offer and put some offering towards people who need that rite of passage for their family members. It nothing kind of brings me to a sense of what this has done in terms of our lives and how important that ritual and rite of passage is for our community and how much we have valued it and learned the importance of it through our family and cultures, most likely. So that's something I do. In terms of AMP, I know that AMP is really committed to the similar areas that we've worked in. You know, that's mental health. That is being able to, you know, uplift certain organizations at community levels. So we've often, you know, done joint fundraisers and partnerships with community masjids that might actually have a mental health program. You know, we seek grants, but we also hope to partner with organizations that are in those communities to help them, you know, develop a program that's never been there at the local level. So that's very important to AMP. And I think in that form, we are, you know, moving the needle on trying to get more into the local levels and offer what we can.
Yeah, I think it's tremendous work that AMP is continuing to do. And everybody can learn more about AMP at amhp.us online, and then also on Instagram and social media at amhp_health. So Dr. Chaudhary, thank you so much for being on the show, and we look forward to following the great work that AMP is doing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Salam.